The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately? Well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold on the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the hurt locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, yep, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple. And if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. This is a Guns Gear Memorial episode. I've had several of these been released over the last year, back in January and February with Croc, Baldy, and Michael Thompson, and then Memorial Day, and I have a few more in the queue. A great foundation that I'm honored to have joined the board and be a part of, helping veterans that are in need, as well as getting youth involved in aviation. Two pillars, which I firmly believe in. So if that is something that interests you, and you want to get involved, if you want to help and support a great cause, you can click the link down below. Or maybe you know a veteran that's in need or a kid who needs some guidance, get involved in aviation. Check out Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation. Throw it in your hip pocket because, again, you never know when it might be someone you come across that needs some help or maybe wants to get involved in aviation. Thanks to E3 Aviation Association for coming out and recording the tournament and allowing us to capture some of these great conversations. If you're interested in E3 Aviation Association, they're with you every step of the way. And again, it's something I'm proud of and a co-founder of E3 Aviation Association. I have links down to that below as well. So with that being said, let's jump into the podcast. And again, Guns Gear Memorial Foundation, throw it in your hip pocket because you never know when you might run across a veteran who is in need and needs a little support or someone who wants to get involved in aviation. All right. Let's jump into the podcast.
You runway 4 left 0 4 0 at 5. Clear for takeoff.
Seat tied. Altimeter 0 eyes. We're clear for takeoff. got a hold of that one.
Oh, just.
It's like he knows what he's doing.
Oh my gosh.
It's because I do.
Yeah, that's rather impressive. But I mean, I can't,
a good shot.
I can't give you too much crap. Right. Again, I would have killed a bird or a tree or something in that.
You know, we all got to figure out where our lane is in life, and we just got to stick to it. Right?
Nope.
We got to get you in a jet, man. We'll call it even.
Hey, know what you're good at.
You have my number, so, you know, just give me a call when you get a
man,
chance.
This. It's awesome being here with you guys with the foundation. We've talked a good bit, but you know, for those who are kind of chiming in for the first time, brothers, one more handsome than the other. I won't say which one, right? I mean, yeah,
we'll leave that
but
bold statement,
No, it's great to be here, but I want to dig into the aspect of what you guys do because they're professions. You're a professional golfer, professional fighter pilot. I use that term loosely. But I think most people can believe the fact that it takes a lot of work to get to either one of the spots that you guys are standing in. So I want to jump back into kind of the beginning for both of you. And Michael, we can start with you because it's the most foreign world to me. Like I do play golf. Yep. I would be embarrassed if I played golf with you. Like, again, I can't give Baldy too much crap for that shot. But when did you know, like, hey, I want to go be a professional golfer? And at some point, I imagine, too, when you said, hey, I want to go, because I want to play professional baseball, right? But the cards weren't there.
Yeah.
They said, hey, I think I can do this, and, like, really put it into overdrive.
Yeah, so I was introduced to golf via the TV, actually. My dad, mom love golf. My dad especially loves watching golf. He had it on every weekend. And I think when I was 6 or 7, I saw Davis Love III on TV, and I was like, I want to do what he does. Yeah. And he had that look about him, kind of that little bit of an arrogant walk, but also still very classy, you know. And it just looked like a whole lot of fun. So that's what I wanted to do. And from that moment, I made it my life dream, my life goal, to be a professional golfer. And I did everything in my power to get myself better and in a position to pursue that dream. I worked really hard every day after school. I mean, I've hit millions of golf balls on the range, thousands and hundreds of thousands of hours, propelled myself, got to a point where I got really good. In high school, I started taking lessons and I broke par for the first time. Yeah. And I just took off from there. Arizona State Player of the Year, 2 years in a row in high school, and then got a golf scholarship to play at Tulane. Transferred to Alabama after Hurricane Katrina. And you asked, when did I really kind of have an idea that this was possible? It was actually when I transferred to Alabama. And that was because I had won 4 times in college at Tulane and kind of had a cherry pick of who I wanted to go play for after that. And I went to Alabama, got significantly better, finished runner-up at the USAM, so therefore got to play in the Masters and the US Open as an amateur.
Wow.
My brother got to be there for both of those, which was fantastic. That was the start of the dream. And when I turned pro, I was number one amateur in the world. So just kind of continued to get better and better and better. I always worked as hard as I possibly could, tried to put in more hours than everybody else. And then one of the major things that propelled me through, kept me motivated, was just my belief and my desire to be a professional golfer. And I didn't let anybody tell me I couldn't do it. Our dad, actually, he made me get a job after my sophomore year of college at a law firm. He didn't want me to play amateur golf that summer. And so I worked all summer in New Orleans in a law firm, kind of gave up golf for 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
I imagine that probably like definitely solidified or reinforced the fact that I don't want to do this.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Did not like sitting at a desk. Didn't like being stuck inside. I like the outdoors. Right. But after that, like my game started to get significantly better. And then when I finished runner up the USAM, my dad finally started to believe. He's like, okay, I think you can do this. Let's go all in.
How many guys play on the tour?
So every year there's about 200 full-time PGA Tour players. There's about another 50 or so that have conditional status, but only 150 players each week in the field. So not everybody gets to play.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't know what the numbers are for, you know, MLB, NBA, NFL. Obviously, there might be more teams playing with that, so the number skewed, but it's a small percentage to get to the level where you're at.
It is.
So.
Yeah.
top percent. It now makes more sense of why the shots look so different. Just it all is coming to light. But I want to pivot to Baldy here just for a minute. Something I'm more familiar with, the flying world. What was it for you? When did you know that, hey, I want to go fly?
So I think we've maybe talked about this before to a certain degree, but our dad basically loved two things. He loved really aviation. He wanted to do it. He just didn't have the eyes for it back in the 60s. And he loved golf. So he really just kind of exposed us both to that.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards. And say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
More or less the exact same time when we were six. So, you know, much to my mother's grin to a certain degree, my dad showed us Top Gun when we were six. Parts of it, not the full movie, but parts of it, you know.
Awesome.
It was great, obviously. And then, you know, we got exposed to golf. We did our first lessons over there at Davis-Monthan when we were that age. And by pure happenstance, not by, like, force or anything, he fell in love with golf and I fell in love with flying. So, like, we basically grew up committing time, energy, motivation to really doing what we wanted to do. So as he was kind of practicing and spending hours doing that, I was kind of trying to figure out what the path was to become a pilot. And my parents were super, you know, our parents were super supportive of both of our kind of our dreams. And, you know, my our dad exposed us to, or exposed me to the academy and that option, that road. And, you know, he was in the Arizona Air Guard. So he knew a couple of Viper pilots from that experience and kind of, had them kind of talk to me about what road I should take, and that ended up being the academy. So I went there, and then pursued a pilot slot, got it, got FAPED as we talked about at another time, and but then got a Viper slot and basically was able to, through hours of time, the commitment of, you know, of aviation, basically excelling at every point that I could possibly do, get to the point where I could get in the seat of a fighter jet. So and so here we stand today, which is, you know, we laugh about it all the time about how he's the, you know, the PGA professional and I'm, you know, was able to get myself in the seat of a fighter
jet. I no longer have the coolest job.
Yeah, right, exactly. Which is a constant conversation piece, so for sure.
Well, you know, the thread I want to pull on here, because it's a theme and it's funny, going to dinner last night, the Uber driver, he asked me what I did. So I told him I was a pilot and he was like, whoa, that's so cool. He's like, how long have you been flying? And when did you know you wanted to fly? And I told him, you know, it was pretty early on. So my first flight in a Cessna was on September 10th, 2001. Right. And the next day it was like a catalyst for me personally. But at that point, anything I did was to become a pilot in the military.
Right. Yeah.
And any job I had, any club I joined, everything, I always ask myself, like, is this going to help me to further my goal? And I hear the same thing from you guys. He also said this, and that's what I wanted, the question would be, and it's open. Like, do you think it's luck that at such a young age you figured out what your passion was and what you wanted to do? Or do you think there was some other force or thing that was at play that kind of guided you along the process?
I think for me, I was always very athletically inclined. I loved playing sports, and I think golf just caught my eye, right? It's just a twinkle in my eye whenever I saw it on TV, whenever I went out to the golf course, and I just loved it. I will say the one thing our parents did really well, at least for me, with regards to sports, is they never asked how I performed. The first question they always asked when I got home from a tournament or from practicing was, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Right? The game's all about fun. I happen to do it for a living, so it matters a little bit more. Slightly.
Gotta pay the light bill.
Yeah. But so for me as a kid growing up, there was never any pressure to perform for my parents. They always just wanted me to have fun. And they were really encouraging to both of us to pursue our passions. And I think the best things we can do as parents for our children is to expose them to as many different things as possible and let them choose, right?
Absolutely.
Let them choose what they want to do with their lives. And because ultimately we just want our kids to be happy.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's, I do consider myself fortunate. It was a similar story for me. My dad kind of saw the aviation world. We weren't a military family, but he's like, you might like that. Exposed me to it. Right. And that's that was the hook. Like, that's all it took. It wasn't a push. And then now I'm going to go do it. But again, I do think I'm fortunate that early on I had that exposure. And I was like, this is what I want to go do out there and pursue it. Because the other thing, too, is like the runway is short in life. You know, and like very quickly, I was just, you know, again, thinking the other day, it's like it's been 2 decades of, I got my pilot's license.
Right,
and you're like, man, like it happened in a blink of an eye. Just old and broken. I mean, your back, you know, like how that's going to be feeling tonight. Yeah, that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, I've been playing competitive golf for 30 years now, since I was 8 years old. You know, and I love every minute of it.
So here's a question. Because again, too, like you're still in the jet, you're still playing on the tour. I know at some point, right, like I'm not in the jet anymore, and I've now say I used to fly the Viper, which I'm in a very happy, comfortable spot. That is not always an easy thing to do. At some point, you're going to have to say, I used to be on the PGA. I used to be flying a Viper. Have you? Do you guys think about that at all? Or
Yeah, I definitely. There's, I mean, the median age on tour now is in the 20s. It used to be closer to 35. So a lot more young guys out on tour. Obviously, stronger, faster, hit the ball farther. I'm a veteran now. I'm a wily veteran. And so for me, I'm on the second half of my career, and I hope that I can be out there for 10 more years. Use my my skills and my strategy and my consistency to hopefully be competitive. But absolutely, the thought is starting to cross my mind is like, all right, when am I going to be done? And whenever that happens, am I going to be ready? Right? I will always love competitive golf. As us three, we're all competitive in nature. We don't, we wouldn't have gotten to where we are unless we're competitive. And I think that's a big part of being successful and pursuing passions, being competitive, having desire and drive. But at the same time, we all have kids now, right? And it's a lot of fun watching them pursue their passions. And so for me, I think about that's going to be the next phase of my life. And I look forward to it.
Yeah, that's. I think that's a good perspective. I kind of look at it as like chapters, too, you know? Like I've had some really good chapters, and now it's entering a different chapter and different objectives and different goals and happiness or, you know, metrics for that. So I don't know. It's a blessing to be here. It's amazing to be able to hang out with you guys, get to know you, get to know Guns and the foundation. The work you guys are doing is pretty incredible, and it's fun to be just a small part of it.
Well, share the message.
We're really happy to have you here. So
it's awesome.
Been good.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, for
thanks.
Sure.
Boom.
Thanks.
The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns, Gear, and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately, well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold in the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the hurt locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple. And if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.